From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. When is a resignation not a resignation? That's the question today in the growing U.S. attorney scandal. NPR has learned that after the chief of staff for Attorney General Roberto Gonzalez resigned on Monday, the department took steps to establish him as a lawyer elsewhere in the department. NPR's Ari Shapiro is here to explain this and other developments in this story. And Ari, remind us while Kyle Sampson, the chief of staff, resigned in the first place.
He had this stack of emails that was being sent up to Capitol Hill, and those emails contradicted testimony that the attorney general and his deputies gave before Congress under oath earlier about the firing of U.S. attorneys. On Tuesday, when Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez held a press conference about this, the attorney general said the mistake that occurred here was that information that he, Sampson, had was not shared with individuals within the department who would then be providing testimony and information to Congress.
So I want to make sure we're following this. Kyle Sampson resigned, but he didn't leave.
Not right away, no. Justice Department sources told us today that Sampson was going to work as a lawyer in the legislative section of the department's environment division. There were steps taken to set up an office for Sampson in the section. And then on Tuesday, Gonzalez said at this press conference that Sampson was still at the department as a technical matter, was the phrase he used. Later, after that press conference, Sampson resigned from the Justice Department entirely.
Now, how does the Justice Department explain that they apparently took steps to give him a job even as they were saying that he was out?
Well, a justice official today on background said there were discussions about whether or not he would be detailed elsewhere as he was transitioning out, and ultimately it was decided not to go that direction.
Now, Ari, the story is developing in lots of other directions, too. Are we going to see more internal administration documents?
Yes, the Justice Department right now is pulling together more documents that'll be similar to the ones we saw earlier this week. There are going to be more emails that'll take us later in time, closer to the testimony that the Attorney General and others gave to Congress, and may shed further light on the conversations about dismissing these U.S. attorneys.
What are the kind of details that the Democrats are looking for in these emails?
They're looking for three things specifically. One is, were these eight U.S. attorneys fired for political reasons or performance-related reasons, which was the Justice Department's initial claim? The second one is, did Gonzalez and his deputy, Paul McNulty, know that they were giving false testimony when they spoke to Congress under oath? And the third thing they're looking for is whether the White House asked for a change in the Patriot Act to give the Attorney General more authority to appoint new U.S. attorneys with this specific thing in mind.
What's the status of that proposal in Congress to undo the change in the Patriot Act?
They're moving pretty quickly on it. On Monday, they're going to start debating a provision that would roll the change back to the original way of doing things. The vote is scheduled for Tuesday. And as you may remember earlier in this story, the White House and Justice Department said they were not going to object to this proposed change. And so it looks like the chances are pretty good that this rollback is going to happen and the law will go back to the way it was before the Patriot Act was reauthorized.
And while all this is going on, there's more talk of subpoenas on Capitol Hill as well.
That's right. Yesterday, as you may remember, the Senate Judiciary Committee authorized the chairman, Patrick Leahy, to subpoena five Justice Department officials. He has not issued those subpoenas yet, and we understand he's not going to do so today. And then next week, the committee is going to meet to talk about authorizing Leahy to subpoena some White House officials, too. Political adviser Karl Rove, former White House counsel Harriet Myers, and so on. The inquiry also expanded a little wider today as the Senate Judiciary Committee sent a letter to another White House official and another Justice Department official. Those letters ask those officials to come and talk voluntarily. If they don't, those two may be added to the subpoena list as well.
Thank you, Ari, for staying on top of this story.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Ari Shapiro.